Ration and Bays, the Fein of Ramah. We saw before that the opinion of the Ramah is that there are shitas that hold that things that make a lot of noise, like a mill, even if you operated before Shabbos, still should not let it continue operating on Shabbos. He says, V'hochi nog l'chachila. L'chachila, that's the nidig, not to operate these types of things. Me, v'mokim stevi, yesh l'hakim. Then you can rely on the more lenient opinions if you're going to take a financial loss by having it not operate on Shabbos. And move on to put grain into the mill on Shabbos itself is prohibited, even though he is not grinding it, the mill is grinding it. But it's like you're not put something into an oven, even though the oven is baking it. The act of putting it into the grinding machine is a type of grinding. Now that even have a girl do that for you, the mill is also awesome. You have a grandfather clock, some other type of clock that rings every hour. No one's going to be closer that you wound it up on Shabbos itself. But people know you do that in advance and last for a few days. Because it's no maritime from it. If it wasn't wound up before Shabbos, obviously you're not going to wind it up on Shabbos. And the Jew says that you have to tell a goy to do it on Shabbos. Even the Torah mitzvah to also not recommend to do it. Because a clock that stops and you wind it up again, it very well be issur d'oraisa. You know, it's considered broken when the watch is not working, and by winding it up, you're making it work again. For a lot of from the Zalim, one of them, say a chiddush, the reason why it's considered broken is because you prefer that the string would be running non-stop. Just because it doesn't last forever, it's every once in a while breaks, and you have to rewind it. But if you have like a little toy that has a string and stops, you don't want it to last for a long time. You just want to do the thing and stop and then wind it up again. That's considered, that's the way you use it. It's not considered broken when it unwinds itself. You say, Sivva, v'yeyseh, ha'v shabbat ha'mach ha'sheikha v'machad v'yodoy, v'loy v'kul mezoy. We should not work out with holding an item in his hand, could be a needle, or a pen, or any other item. If it's in your pocket, it's the same thing. The action basically, when it's close to nightfall, do not carry anything in a fashion that may be this is a right when you go out with it on Shabbos. If you're carrying your hand in your pocket, since that's the normal way to carry it, if you would do that on Shabbos, it would be this is a right. Therefore, before Shabbos, make sure you take it out of your pocket or out of your hand. If you're going to play, it doesn't have a going to this, if it's stuck into your garment in an abnormal way, which you normally would not carry, this, since it's a tilted rabbanon, therefore will be permitted to go out with it before Shabbos. Because the whole thing is, with choshesh, you're going to continue going out with it on Shabbos, and if you go on Shabbos itself, it's a rabbanon, so that's exeris, it's permitted. Going to that, says the Mishnah Berurah, that in places where there's no rishus rabbin, then you don't have this whole issue. He points out that it's not so clear we don't have a Rishus HaRabbin. The Machaber passed him that today we have a Rishus HaRabbin. In other words, it's telling the Machlekes whether you need 600,000 people in the streets to make a Rishus HaRabbin, or it's enough that it's 16 hours wide and made for the public use. Have a Muta Lotte Fitzfilin, some of the Hashem of Yishenu Shohu Gon. But the Grab of Fitzfilin, that's a concern, because people do not leave the Fitzfilin on their heads on Shabbos. They don't forget about that, because anyway, you're supposed to have your mind on your film the whole time. So if you have your mind on this film and you realize it's Shabbos, you're going to take it off. The problem with the thing in your pocket is you're going to forget you have anything in your pocket. Siv Zayin, this will a mashmei she'odem bekeilu the Shabbos on the Hashefer shelo yodem dova she'od alosis by the Shabbos. This will to check your pocket to make sure there's nothing in there. You have two problems. The one problem is carrying which is a rabbi, which if you have the aid, you don't have the problem. The other problem is you may have books in your pocket, which also a lot of people should remove from your pockets.